Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Really?
Occasion?
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandeliers. Oh, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right. We do this once a week. If you're a man and you find the way the female mind works to be confusing, you may text your question to the text line, which is 97107. And Danielle will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain.
Yes.
All right. So text now, guys. Here's a 617 text. This is the one that I got earlier. I was told, I was told by a female friend who's married that she and her friends take their wedding rings off at bars so men pay for drinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is this true, and why would they do that?
Sure. It's free drinks.
It's fraud.
Yeah.
So do women do that?
Of course.
Huh.
Yeah. They give the illusion that they're available. I mean, no guy in the history of the world has taken his ring off for any reason. But anyway, so yeah, the women absolutely do that.
There's
no intention of following through on anything.
So. No?
You're SOL. Sorry.
How would one figure that out?
You wouldn't.
So what do you say?
You send the drink over, you buy the drink, you have 5 minutes of conversation, and then when she tries to go to the powder room to freshen up and doesn't come back, there's your signal, sir.
Exactly. Excuse me. At about 10:30, mm-hmm. when they're going to go to the next bar, I just have to go to the bathroom.
See, I never understood that because for me, those are like cheap or frugal people. For me, I would rather spend $16 on a drink versus having to entertain 5 minutes of conversation with a stranger for said free drink.
What does my girl mean when she says she wants to see more effort? That's a 978 text.
Pick your underwear up off the floor. Take your beard trimmings out of the sink. Put the seat down. Maybe try to clean something in the house. Maybe try to make some plans once in a while, not rely on her to do everything. Maybe try to suggest some fun things that you could do. Buy her flowers. Buy her a gift. Do anything. Do grocery shopping. Tell her you love her. Text her once in a while.
Let's see. My fiance and I are happy emotionally, but she never initiates any type of sexual contact. When I do, it's fine, but she won't initiate. Is that something about me, or is it something about her?
No, I think it's just a very common thing. A lot of women don't initiate for whatever reason. Sometimes they're uncomfortable. Sometimes you get into the routine that you expect the man to do it, and sometimes you just don't feel like having sex, and you're like, well, if he does, I'll go along with it, and if he doesn't, yahtzee.
We are going inside the warped female brain. You're a man and you're confused, you can text your question to the text line, which is 97107. Here's a 978 text. My new ex found out that I'm going to visit my other ex, and she has lost her mind over it.
Mm.
She's the one who dumped me.
Yeah.
Why does she care?
She was the last one to pee on the fire hydrant. So it's still like a, you know, I know I dumped you, but why would you go back to her? Because you spent our entire relationship bitching about her.
She's your ex. Why do you care?
Right. Block, people. Block. Block. Ignore. Block. Ignore. Cancel. Delete. Abort. Block.
Abort.
Don't reply.
I've been friends with a girl for 12 years. This is a 978 text. And I've recently gotten feelings for her younger sister. And I get mixed signals. Her dad tells me all the time that she needs a man's man, but I don't want to make anything awkward. How should I approach this?
So, say that again. A friend of 12 years, his sister?
The sister of his friend of 12 years.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to make it awkward.
Yeah. I mean, it's already feeling awkward with the stuff that the dad is saying.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Talk to the friend about it, maybe?
Maybe talk to the friend. The work relationships and the dating, the sibling or the friend, once you bring it in close with stuff like that, it can get a little wonky sometimes, so you have to be very careful with that.
Listen to this one. 617 text. I went to a strip club with some friends, and the girl giving my friend a lap dance was our babysitter. I may or may not have had one, too. Should I tell my wife?
What are you, nuts? No.
Right.
No? Do you like that babysitter? Unless you're planning on stripping her. Don't make it weird.
Isn't it going to be weird when the babysitter comes over? What if the babysitter comes over and says, hey, I saw your husband when I was dancing the other night?
That babysitter doesn't want to jeopardize that regular job.
Exactly.
If the babysitter is babysitting and stripping, they need that money. You don't babysit and strip. You either babysit or you strip. If you're doing both, you're trying to get a little side hustle on until something better comes along, or you get moved off the day shift or Tuesday nights.
Well, you know what's cool? You know she's a hot.
Here's a 978 text. 978 text. Speaking of wedding rings, I never wear mine to the gym, but the other day I forgot it was on, and it seemed like I got a lot more attention from women at the gym than I normally do. Is that because I had my wedding ring on?
Yes. Just try not to deglove your finger. But people like to. It goes back to the thing with the women taking their rings off at the bar to get free drinks. Sometimes the ring is signaling a challenge to other people. Like, oh, you're available, so I don't know what your deal is. Oh, you're married, so you're able to commit. I wonder just how miserable he is.
I'm thinking of proposing, 617 text. I'm thinking of proposing to my girlfriend of 11 months.
Aww.
A close friend of mine knows her previous fiance and was told that she was an absolute lunatic when it came to the wedding planning.
Who isn't?
I'm talking about full-blown rages and arguments when she doesn't get her way. Should I hold off the proposal?
Listen, you already know what her personality is like. It should not be a surprise that she's going to turn into this. Because if this is truly how she is, you just want to make sure it's not a butthurt ex-fiancé that's trying to ruin things for her down the line. Because that's entirely possible. But if you see tiny highlights of this, tiny pieces of this in your life already, you've gotten a preview, I'm sure, of what she possibly could be like. So make the judgment call.
11 months, dude. Way too soon.
Way too soon?
Way too soon.
Yeah.
I think a year is safe at this point if you've lived together and you've gotten all of your little peccadillos out of the way.
Uh-huh.
But if you have to question whether or not she's going to flip it, meaning the table that you're sitting at the wedding, might want to wait a little bit longer.
This is Mike. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike. Hi, how are you?
Whoa, what's up? What's going on?
A little story. For a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
My wife and I were going to Myrtle Beach on an airplane, and three guys going to play golf down there got on the plane, and the front row were drunk and, like, lost their rings. They were taking their rings off for the trip.
Yeah.
And they lost the rings, and they rolled down the airplane under the seats, and they couldn't find them.
Oh.
I was just waiting for the stewardess to, like, call the wives and have them come pick them up.
Here's a 508 text that says, the work relationship, I don't know what this means. Danielle, the work relationship is awful. Things ended. And now I have to smell his cologne every day. Oh, yeah.
You don't want to date somebody that you work with. You have to prepare for worst case scenario. And that's not me being a negative Nelly. I'm being a realist. The likelihood of that relationship surviving, especially when you see each other all day, every day at work and at home. Oh, God, give me some personal time, please. When it goes south, if you're both adults and grown ass people, you can maintain civility and just be fine. But there's often the case that one person cannot be mature about it. And it turns into a whole thing because your coworkers know that you were dating, most likely. And then it's like an avoidance thing. And this one gets touchy. And that one gives a dirty look across the table at the conference call. And ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And then, you know, stuff like that. You get the little triggers like, oh, I can still smell him on my pillow. I miss you so much. I miss you.
Here's a 781 text. I have been sleeping with the same girl for a few years. I would like to find something more serious. What is the best way to end it?
I would like to be in a serious relationship. This has been fun, but it's not what I'm looking for. Just say that.
And what if she says, I would like to be in a serious relationship too.
Say, I would not like to be in a serious relationship with you. I missed that part. It was like you understood in grammar.
Yeah.
You just didn't pick up on it.
Yeah.
It's you in parentheses.
Let's see. My girlfriend says when we get married, I need to wear a ring, but I told her I'm not a ring guy and I shouldn't have to wear it. Do I really need to wear the ring if I get married?
Listen, are you cheating, McCheaterton? Have you stepped out before on previous girlfriends and you foolishly confided in her about that when you had a moment of clarity and openness over a bottle of wine? That was dumb. Yeah. So the ring thing, I know plenty of married guys that don't wear a ring and they're not DBs. They're not scumbags. They just, for whatever reason, whether it's the type of work that they do, you know, if it's manual, like, you know, if they're doing like a manual labor kind of person or heavy lifting or they work in a dangerous environment, a lot of guys lose them. They'll take them off when they go to the gym. They throw them in the gym bag. They lose it. That's not a big deal to me whether or not a guy wears one, but I know a lot of people are uptight about that. So that's more of a, I can't speak for her.
If you love her and you don't cheat on her, go get a tattoo.
No.
Tattoo the ring.
Like you have the tattooed ring.
Why? They have the company.
You know how many people I know that have tattooed rings that got divorced?
Go to Disappearing Ink.
No.
You can get rid of it in three sessions.
Now, which marriage did you get that tattooed ring for? It was. Okay. It was for the latest one. All right. So it's okay.
I never, after I lost my wedding ring in my first marriage, like. Yeah, you lose so much jewelry playing hockey because you take it off, you throw it on the hook in your stall before the game, and then you get dressed. Yeah. You come out, you lose, you're pissed off. You get undressed, put your suit on, leave, and your jewelry ends up hanging there. The rink guys get a bonus.
Here's a guy, 781 text, as we go inside the warped female brain, who left the house for 4 days after a fight. He thought it was just a timeout for space, but he now believes that maybe she saw somebody else because of the way she responded when he asked why she went out every single night with the girls while he was gone. Okay. She responded, "We were broken up."
Oh, so you didn't know that.
And so now he's wondering if when she was going out with the girls every night while he was away from the house.
She wasn't going out with the girls.
She wasn't?
No. Highly unlikely.
So you think that she hooked up with somebody?
Not when she says we were broken up.
Yeah.
That's a preemptive excuse for whatever you're going to find out down the line.
Oh. So she would have just said, I went out because my friends were, because I was mad at you. We got into a fight and
I needed some personal space.
Yeah.
You don't say we were broken up after a fight that you didn't break up after.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Excuse me.
Are you catching my cough?
I better
Speaking
not
of
be.
Work relationships.
Breathe that way, please.
I have not breathed on anybody in here. I've tried not to get anybody sick. So, all right. So, more than likely, something nefarious.
But I love guys that they want their cat. You know, the whole shebang. He gets to leave for 4 days because he needs space,
right?
And expects her to sit on the couch and wait for him to come back.
Well, this is kind of like the cell phone with the nudes and the employee takes them off thing. Just because you can do something doesn't mean, you know, just because one person does one thing doesn't mean you get a pass for the other.
Let's see. I'm a 33-year-old guy. Can you back that one up a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm a 33-year-old guy, and I have recently become single. I have been friends with a 35-year-old female for 10 years. We have a close but flirty relationship. She's been in a relationship with somebody for about a year. I am seeing her this weekend, and she wants me to show up a few hours before her boyfriend. Should I expect more than the usual?
Why don't you just tell her to hold off on any of that stuff until she breaks up with the guy?
Uh-huh.
Because this is going to go south real quick.
Yeah.
You've got a long-standing friendship, and that's always a nice thing. Like, before you date somebody, if you know them for a long time, it's nice because you already have that friendship thing established. So it's kind of like, okay, you can move on to relationshipy things. This sounds a little, how you say, sketchy to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is going to blow up and turn into a thing. And God forbid the boyfriend shows up early. What kind of position are you going to be in?
That's going to be a real problem. Yeah.
And I don't mean the Kama Sutra type.
Yeah. All right, Danielle, thank you.
You are welcome.
That is Inside the Warped Female Brain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.